Gittin, Perik Beis, Mishnah Zayin 2:7. And now the Mishnah says that not only is anyone allowed to act as a shaliach, but even relatives who are suspected of having ill will towards the wife in question, we would believe them as well. So the background here is that the Mishnah in Yevamos enumerates five categories of relatives where there is a halachic assumption that these relatives have built in enmity, ill will, against a married woman. And in all five cases, basically the issue is one of financial, but the whatever it is, they would like to see this woman's marriage potentially be messed up. And therefore, back in Yevamos, it's taught that although normally we believe any witness, even an Eid Echad, to report that a woman's husband died, allowing her to remarry, so she shouldn't be an Aguna, these five relatives, we don't trust the report because we suspect maybe they just want to mess this woman up. They tell her that her husband is dead. She then remarries. Turns out her husband's alive, but now she can't go back, so she's been pushed out of the picture. So these five relatives, they're not usually believed regarding the divorce or separation of a woman and her husband, but they are believed in our Mishnah to act as shlichim to deliver a get. And as we'll see, the specific case is they're believed to say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam, specifically. And the Mishnah says inside, I'll explain more in a moment. It says, afanashim she'enen ne'amanus lomar meis ba'ala. Even those five categories of relatives who are not believed to report that a woman's husband died, ne'amanus lahavi esgita, they are believed to be the agents, the shluchos, to deliver her get, and more specifically to report b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. Who are these five women? They're Chamosa, her mother-in-law. Uvas Chamosa, literally means the daughter of her mother-in-law, i.e. what we would call her sister-in-law. Vitzarasa, her co-wife, so she has another wife. In all three of those cases, the concern is really economic. These women don't want to share their son or brother or husband's resources with this woman, so they want to get her out of the picture. The tzaras, of course, also just the time and attention. The Yevimta is the potential candidate for Yibum. So the situation there is, let's see, you have two husbands, they're brothers. We'll call them Avram and Yitzchak. And Avram has a wife named Sarah. Yitzchak has a wife named Rivka. Now, if Avram dies childless, so the laws of Yibum say that his wife Rivka should go marry his brother Yitzchak, obviously, Yitzchak's wife, Rivka, is not excited about that. So Rivka would love to see Sarah get out of the picture. That's the Yevimta case. And Bas Ba'ala, literally the daughter of her husband, means her stepdaughter. Okay, so these five categories of women are assumed, are suspected, I should say, of having ill will towards this woman. And therefore, we wouldn't believe them if they said that her husband died. But we do believe them if they bring a get and say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Ma ben get lemisa. What's the difference? In both cases, you're potentially setting this woman to be messed up. So the Mishnah says shaksav mochiach, because the writing on the get proves it. Meaning, taken on face value, that we're not just taking these women's word for it that her husband divorced her. It's more than that. There's actually a get with signatures, so you see there's a lot of evidence to support the fact that the husband divorced her, and it's not just that we're taking her word for it. Now, while that kind of is true, there's a lot more to the story. And the story is like this. When a woman brings, any shaliach brings a get across the border and says, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam, delivering a get that has signatures on it, so then, at that point, the get is assumed to be valid, and if the husband would contest the get, we wouldn't listen to him. So that being the case, the woman in question, the wife who's not getting divorced, really can't get messed up, because in every bezdin we will enforce the divorce so she can move on and she doesn't get messed up. Now, that's only true over the border when we're relying on the b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam as, like, I'll call it a leniency. If we're talking about a get delivered from Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, so then if the husband comes and contests the get, we actually would force the woman to confirm or authenticate the signature. So she could get messed up if the get were a fraud, which means that in Eretz Yisrael, if the get has been delivered within Eretz Yisrael, So we would not believe these five women to be the shlichim. We wouldn't accept them because we were afraid they were trying to mess things up for this woman because she could get messed up if later on the husband contests the get. Whereas if they're delivering overseas, so then the ksav stands alone. We look at the get, we accept the testimony of these five women, and the woman cannot get messed up because we wouldn't even listen to her husband if he contested the legitimacy of the get. Therefore, she's safe. So that means, bottom line, the Mishnah is true, but it's only true regarding the declaration of Bafaninechta, when these women are delivering Gittin across the border. Locally, they would not be believed, presuming unless, of course, the get was Mekuyam, if it was confirmed in a Bezdin to be legitimate, then of course we'd believe them, because we're not relying on them at all. There's a third party to confirm it. Okay. The last part of the Mishnah is also really quite surprising. We have a situation which is not as the Mishnah reads exactly. The Mishnah simply reads, Ha'isha atzma mevi es gita. A woman herself could be the shliach to bring her own get. Ubavad shi tzrich lomar b'fanei nechtav u'fanei nechtam. As long as she says, the get was written and signed in front of me. So now, what in the world is the case here? The case is that the husband, just being a rather difficult character to make his wife's life miserable, he gives her a get, but he says, listen, I'm not giving you a get as my wife. I'm giving you a get specifically as a shaliach laholacha, to bring the get to some other bezdin, because I'm making a tanai. I'm saying this get is not effective here. It only will be effective if it's delivered to you from a bezdin in Timbuktu. So I'm appointing you as my shaliach to bring the get to Timbuktu, and the bezdin there will then deliver the get to you. So in that ridiculous scenario, we set up this condition, although it's not very nice, it is binding. He can set up a condition to give the get. So now the woman isn't divorced when she receives her get, because she's not getting a get as a woman to be divorced. She's getting it simply as the delivery girl. So as the delivery girl, she will have to bring it now to Timbuktu based on that stipulation. And although we would, and this is a really important point, if a woman would just show up in Timbuktu with a get and say, I'm a divorced woman, here's my get, we would believe her, okay? But in this case, she knows in her heart of hearts that's not true. She's not divorced yet until she receives the get from that bezit in Timbuktu, so now she has to deliver it to them. And although it doesn't really make sense that she should have to then make the declaration, because it would be believed even without that, she has amigo, but since there's the Tekanas Chacham, a basic rule that says the delivery agent, the shliach, has to make the declaration, she will too. So that's the unusual and unique situation of our Mishnah. But in such a case, the woman could act as the shliach, but if she does, she must still declare b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam.